You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
As one might expect, after 20 minutes of basketball, still a lot to be determined. We are tied at 25 between Monmouth and Ryder, a Thursday night at the Multipurpose Activity Center here on the Monmouth campus. Our halftime show tonight presented, as always, by the Asbury Park Press, a proud supporter and sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. And good enough to give us some time here is Josh Newman, the outstanding beat writer who covers the Hawks for the APP. And Josh, as we sit right now, 25-25, you and I talked a little bit before the game. You know, I saw some of the buzz around Twitter and Facebook today. Oh, Matt Lopez isn't going to play. This is one for Monmouth. That's not been the story so far tonight.
No, you know, even with Lopez out, I feel like Ryder still has some guys, some experienced guys, you know, guys that have been through the fire before, and they're really showing it here. You know, when Ryder and Monmouth have gotten together since Monmouth joined the MAC last year, of the four games they played, three have been decided by 6 points or less. I don't really think that anybody was going to take full control and run away with this thing in the first half. And as you've seen, I mean, Ryder got out to a seven-point lead. Monmouth got it together. And, you know, we're tied here at the half, unsurprisingly.
A lot of balance up and down the scoring board for both of these teams. For Monmouth, nobody has more than six. That's Zach Tillman and Andrew Nicholas. And then on the flip side, Oki Raffer with 6 points. That leads the way for Ryder. And a bunch of guys getting involved for both teams offensively.
Yeah, I really like what Ryder's done. First of all, you know, Junior Fortunat, who is Lopez's primary backup at 6'9", he's come in, and Ryder's made a pretty concerted effort to feed him the ball in the post, clear out, let him go right at Chris Brady. He has a couple of baby hooks. You know, other guys are getting involved. Xavier Lundy, Teddy Okereke, they're doing a lot of good things on offense, you know, despite the ugly numbers. And, you know, Monmouth, Zach Tillman was really active around the basket early. Andrew Nicholas hit those two straight threes there towards the end of the first half. And, you know, nobody's really standing out, but they're, you know, both sides are getting a little bit of scoring from a bunch of different people.
And it does have a little bit, perhaps, of a tournament-type feel game. You know, almost, I hate to say ugly basketball at times, but it has been ugly offensively, where the defensive pressure from both teams has kind of been ratcheted up a little bit.
Yeah, Ryder's done a good job on Justin Robinson. They haven't really given much room to breathe. He's, you know, kind of been a non-factor there offensively. On, you know, conversely, again, nobody on Ryder's really gone off. Ryder's only shooting 35.7%, which, you know, which Monmouth will take all day. It's going to be interesting here. You know, somebody's going to have to end up scoring, and, you know, somebody's going to score the points to end up winning this game. It's going to be interesting who on either side is going to end up, you know, stepping up in terms of the offense.
All right. In our version of the match game, I want you to play matchmaker a little bit for next week in Albany. We know Monmouth won't be playing on that first day. They've already locked in a first-round bye. Could be as high as two, as low. Four, still a lot of basketball, which sounds crazy to say, a lot of basketball left to be played with everybody only kind of having two games remaining in the regular season slate. But anywhere from two to three to four, you know, I have really no idea where Monmouth is going to wind up.
Yeah, you know, again, two, three, four. If Ryder wins this game, they're the two. They're locked in at two, so that means Monmouth is going through the three or the four, depending on what Manhattan does this weekend. You know, I still contend, if you had to choose between 2, 3, and 4 for Monmouth, I like that 4 spot because you would play a Canisius team. You've already beaten twice. They're a little banged up. And another plus for me, this is kind of low-key, but if you're in that 4-5 game, that's locked in. Sunday night when you go to bed, you know who you're playing. It's not like you're going up to Albany and you're waiting for the Thursday first-round games to be played and then start preparing for your opponent. If you're in that 4-5 game, you know who you're playing 5 days out, and you could start preparing right then and there.
It's the one game that really does that once you get into the quarterfinal round because of the odd number of teams. I think that's kind of an interesting point, one I haven't really heard brought up a ton. You do know if you're 4 or 5, really, you can almost have a whole week to prepare.
Yeah, and another thing that kind of gets overlooked, if you're playing one of those bottom six seeds, that team has already played Thursday, so maybe they already have a bit of a sweat going, and they get some momentum going off that Thursday game. If you're playing that 4-5 game, you're equal in terms of both teams might be a little cold, and that's your first game of the tournament. I really do feel like if you're playing one of those bottom six seeds that played Thursday, maybe you're running into a team that had built up some momentum 2 days earlier. If you're in that 4-5 game, that's not a problem for you.
Josh Newman giving us a couple of minutes here at the table. Monmouth and Ryder all tied at 25. As we play this one out, next home game for the Hawks coming up on Sunday against Siena. You know, a win here tonight would lock in a winning record for Monmouth for the first time in 8 seasons, and still with obviously bigger goals to accomplish. But, boy, if you're going to think about what Monmouth has done this year, it's a program that, going all the way back to the beginning part of the year, played real competitive games against West Virginia, Maryland, SMU, with still a lot of youth on this basketball team. It seems the trajectory of the program is on a pretty solid upward spiral.
Yeah, I think that gets lost sometimes because, again, they are, you know, they are 12-6 in the MAC. That's obviously good enough for a top five seed. But I think what gets lost is they are still, you know, painfully, painfully young. They're playing, I believe it's 7 scholarship sophomores right now, you know, and it's kids that are playing a lot. You know, Justin Robinson, Zach Tillman, Chris Brady, you know, Josh James is out for the year. But before that, he was playing a ton. You know, they're still very young. Next year, I think, in the back of King Rice's and his staff's mind, I think they thought that next year would be the year where you really, really start to compete. But that schedule has been amped up a little bit. They start off pretty well. They're playing pretty well. And, you know, depending on what kind of matchup they get going up to Albany, you know, you definitely have to feel like Monmouth is one of those, you know, 2, 3, or 4 teams, including Iona, one of those 2, 3, or 4 teams that, you know, can really, you know, step up and win 3 games in 3 days and go to the NCAA tournament.
There's certainly nothing wrong with being a year ahead of schedule.
No question. And, you know, you're getting Jalon Hornbeek, Micah Seaborn eligible next season. You're bringing in a quality recruiting class. And not only that, you're bringing in guys that theoretically could give you something immediately. Pierre Saar from Roselle Catholic, Mustafa Traore from Phelps School in Pennsylvania. Those are two kids on paper who could probably give Mama something immediately as freshmen next year.
Josh, look forward to I won't see you on Sunday. I'll see you next week up in Albany. You and I have spent a lot of time here at halftime. I want to thank you for always coming by and being so gracious, giving us what you have is a superior knowledge of what's taking place here in Monmouth, all around the MAC, and certainly all of college basketball as well.
I appreciate the kind words. Thanks for having me all year.
Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. You can follow him on Twitter. You read his column tonight online at app.com, or go out and spend the dollar and grab a newspaper tomorrow when it comes out. Full coverage of this one and all through the MAC tournament. 25-25. We'll step out here, take a 3-minute timeout. Steve will rejoin me. We'll go through this one and look ahead to the start of half number two. It's Monmouth and Ryder. We step out for 3 minutes. Back with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Back here at the half from the Multipurpose Activity Center, 25-25, Monmouth and Ryder locked up in a good one after 20 minutes of basketball. Time to take a peek at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. This is the only game taking place in the MAC tonight. Bunch of activity on the schedule tomorrow. Top 25 games, bunch of stuff later tonight as well. 9 o'clock tip time with number 7 Arizona playing at Colorado. It'll be Memphis entertaining number 21 SMU. 13th ranked Utah will play host to Arizona State, and number 3 Gonzaga will be entertaining San Diego. And as we mentioned, this is the only game on the league schedule tonight, but 4 games on the docket for tomorrow, Steve, and some big ones, obviously. The biggest, certainly, Iona and Manhattan, just for seeding purposes and where Manhattan will fall. Also, Siena will be at Quinnipiac, Fairfield at Canisius, and Marist home for St. Peter's.
The Iona-Manhattan game is huge. Siena also trying to climb their way up the standings. St. Peter's seems to be a team that's kind of trending in the other way, so St. Peter's trying to stay in that 7 seed right now as Siena's trying to climb higher and higher. And again, I would be very, very interested in if Siena was the 8-9 game and they were to win their first round matchup and then play Iona in the quarterfinal round. That would be interesting to me.
Yeah, I think it would be too, because you kind of You've drawn the number one seed, but yet you're almost playing a road game in your first contest against the host site for the tournament. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, Stephen, as you go through them, things that kind of pop out for you and what we need to look forward to in the second half.
Well, I think I'm actually very impressed with the way Ryder played defense. I thought they did a great job of getting back on D, closing out to some Monmouth shooters. So for Monmouth, I think they need to do a better job offensively of getting some easier shots. I thought they took a lot of contested shots, and they really tried to work the ball down low early on in the first half and didn't seem to do it as much as the half went on. So look for Monmouth to try to get easier looks at the basket, because the Ryder defense has been very, very good.
As these teams have made their way back onto the floor, we're about 60 seconds or so away from tip-off. Josh and I talked about the balance for both of these teams offensively. Nobody's really stood out in terms of this unbelievable performance. Certainly for Monmouth, good signs that Andrew Nicholas had a couple of three-pointers.
He's hit two big threes off the bench and actually thought he had a chance to hit more. I thought some Monmouth guys missed him on some extra passes. Now, Austin Tillman banged down the three at the end of the half, but there was a play where Max DeLeo caught it, had an extra pass. He went to the right side of the floor to Colin Stewart, and I think if he would have went to the left side of the floor to Andrew Nicholas, Nicholas had a chance to bang down a third three of the half. You want to see a guy like him get rolling. But you're right, very balanced scoring from both sides. Okie Raffer leading the way right now for Ryder with 6 points. Hasn't gotten a three yet, but he's actually been shooting the ball very, very well from three. So has Jimmy Taylor, but he's been off to a cold start.
Couple of blocks for Bree Scofani in that first half. He has two of them, but three personal fouls. How careful does King Rice and the coaching staff have to be with maybe putting him in and worrying about getting that early fourth?
I always worry about that with Bree Scofani, because he's a guy that plays very aggressive. You don't want to see him hedging a ball screen and get called for that fourth foul with a lot of time left in the second half. So we'll see what kind of adjustments King Rice makes. Do they go more to a 2-3 zone to protect Scofani so he doesn't have to run out and guard ball screens? We'll see.
I was almost going to think, does he start this half on the bench? But he won't. He will come back on with Max DeLeo, Justin Robinson, Zach Tillman, and it will be Andrew Nicholas to start here in the second half instead of Deion Jones, which tells me that the diabetes might be an issue tonight for Jones if he's not going to get a go in this second half. I know it was a bit of a problem during the course of this past week in practice, and Josh and I talked about that as well, and it has been a problem for him, but it will be Nicholas tonight who will start in the second half.
And that's certainly a variable that the Monmouth Hawks and the coaching staff and athletic trainer Vanessa Christensen have to deal with Deion Jones is that diabetes, and Andrew Nicholas getting to start this second half.
Khalil Thomas, Jimmy Taylor, Tadeoke Raffer, Anthony D'Orazio, and Xavier Lundy, the original five on the floor for Ryder. Nicholas will take it quick right off of the halftime break and missed the runner off the right side, but Tillman there on the putback to put Monmouth up 27-25.
Second chance points right now could be big in the second half. Nice job by Tillman working the offensive glass.
First possession for Ryder. Okie Raffer have the ball deflected away by Robinson. Last touch, it will be Bronk basketball with 20 on the shot clock. Pinned off in the corner will be Okie Raffer to throw it in. Checked by Kofani. It'll be thrown up. 50-50 ball that comes down to Jimmy Taylor, who will pull back out and reset. Okie Raffer gets it off on the right sideline in front of his head coach, Kevin Baggett. One-on-one with Kofani off a switch. Here's a three by Lundy that'll drain right over the top of Zach Tillman to give Ryder a 28-27 advantage.
Kofani got matched up with Okie Raffer. Tillman got matched up with Lundy and resulted in 3 points for Ryder.
Tillman down inside. Back-to-back hoops for the big man from Monmouth, who's into double figures now with 10 to put the Hawks back up 29-28. Okie Raffer was open. Bypassed the shot. Lundy off on the right baseline, gives back to Okie Raffer, right perimeter. Loses Robinson for a second. Lundy will try another three. Side iron, no good. Coming through to get his own rebound. Left side layup is up and in, and the foul.
We talk about other guys stepping up with the absence of Matt Lopez. And right now, Xavier Lundy has responded. He's got 10 points on 4 of 6 shooting. He's got 2 threes in this game along with 4 rebounds. And now he's going to the line for a 3-point play.
Foul on Zach Tillman, his first, team's first of the half. Bree Scafani just checked out. Colin Stewart coming back in. 18:43 to go as Lundy will step to the free throw line and connect. One of the good free throw shooters on the season for Ryder. Hits at 77%. Tied again at 30. Robinson, top of the key. Played here by Oki Raffer. He's got him by a good solid 6 inches. Robinson will penetrate and drive. Hang in the air. Right side layup is no good, but he is fouled. And will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Robinson so tough to guard on that high ball screen there. He comes off, turns the corner, gets into the lane. And then, like you said, Matt, the body control to hang in the air, draw the foul, and now go into the foul line.
The season that Justin Robinson has had will certainly garner him all league potential recognition, at the minimum, I would think, second team, and he has to be able to get some first team consideration. Comes into tonight number 1 in assist to turnover ratio, number 5 in 3-point percentage, number 6 in steals, number 6 from the line where he just hit the first and connects on the second, number 12 in points, and number 4 in assists overall.
If Monmouth finishes as the 2 seed, I think it's going to be hard to leave him off the first team. I think that's a big statement, but he has done just everything for the Monmouth Hawks this season.
Oki Raffer able to knife his way to the basket. Awkward shot off on the right side, but does connect. Give the Bronx back a lead, 33-31. Robinson will walk it up court with 18:05 to go in the second half.
Oki Raffer's a guy that might be earning himself some all-league.
Stop and pop for Robinson. Almost got the friendly roll, but falls off to the side. Grabbed by Jimmy Taylor, who will hustle it up court. Lundy, ball fake, hop step in the lane, and the runner is good for Xavier Lundy, who's having quite a second half so far.
Xavier Lundy is a guy that only scores 5 points per game. To me, he looks like a much better player than that. Very versatile, like we've been saying, but he goes to the basket hard, and he's finishing. Tough matchup right now for the Monmouth Hawks.
13 for the game, 5 of 7 for the floor. Robinson, shaded right top of the key, will penetrate and drive. High arcing shot up over the top of Thomas. Robinson able to keep it alive and draw a foul on Khalil Thomas.
Foul number 0, Khalil Thomas.
For Thomas, his first, team second. 17:20 to go as Robinson set to inbound baseline right. Throw in for Nicholas. Will skip the three, take a long two instead from the top of the key, just short. And Lundy with the rebound.
D'Orazio, great close out there, making Nicholas put the ball on the floor.
Oki Raffer hanging a pass down inside for Thomas. Off of a double, Ryder looking for the open player. Oki Raffer will sky one up over the top of Robinson, track down his own rebound. Against Robinson, draw the foul, and will go to the line for 2 shot. I think we've seen that, I would say, 5-6 times both ways combined. Guys following their own shots and able to get an extra shot off.
Yeah, and that's Lundy did it earlier on in this half. And now Oki Raffer, knowing that he just probably went short and missed a shot, he gets an advantage to run after the ball. Nice job by those guys to follow their shot and then getting points because of that.
73% from the line. Hits the first. Deion Jones will check in here for Monmouth. Replace Max DeLeo. As the Bronx have opened up a 5-point lead, they've led by as many as 7. Second free throw coming up for Teddy Oki Raffer, former transfer from VCU. Handling from London, England. Played on the British U18 national team. Makes 2 of 2, put Bronx up by 6. Colin Stewart will dribble drive into the lane. Missed the runner off on the left side. Monmouth has got a bit cold here in the last minute or so. Jimmy Taylor quickly back down the other way. Falling away. Left side layup no good. The putback by Xavier Lundy is good. He's got 15.
Right now, Lundy has been the X factor in this game. Great job by him. Jimmy Taylor not a good shot there in transition, but Lundy cleans it up. Right now, Ryder's up 8 in this second half. Monmouth has to respond to this run.
6-0 run for the Bronx. Monmouth 0 for their last 4. Nicholas will pull back, take a long 3, make it 0 for their last 5. Long rebound coming to Oki Raffer. In transition, will give to Thomas, looking to get the dunk going through the middle part of the lane. He was fouled, And we'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Right now, Ryder looks like the team with more hop in their step, more aggressive going to the basket on the offensive glass. We've seen Lundy, we've seen Oki Raffer, Thomas that time running the floor, and a nice dish there by the Ryder point guard to get him the ball in position to score.
Thomas, who has not scored tonight, will get a chance here from the line where he hits about 53% of the season and connects to put the Bronx up here 40-31 as Austin Tillman will check into the game for the first time tonight, replace Andrew Nicholas. Bad time for Monmouth to go cold as Ryder right now on a 9-0 run.
Now, I think you got to credit the Ryder defense too. I've been very impressed with them. They've done a great job of closing out shooters, rotating, and doing a good job of contesting shots.
Free throw was missed, saved by Lundy going out of bounds, and he just threw it off of Austin Tillman, so the Bronx will get the extra possession as DeRozio will come back in along with Sean Valentine. Okay, Raffer will go over and trigger the inbound. Pinned off with a corner with the baseline of the sideline come together. DeRozio able to field it somewhat easily. Lost the ball going out of bounds. Was deflected out by Colin Stewart. And it will be Bronx basketball with 32 on the shot clock. Okay, Raffer going all the way in the backcourt to field an unguarded inbound.
Come on, Austin.
Bouncing off on the left side. We've played 4 minutes. Bronx right now on a 9-0 run. Taylor, left corner. Stop and pop right around the block. Halfway down, no good. Rebound saved by Austin Tillman. Robinson now in transition. Sees a seam right side. Leaves off Zach Tillman. Lost it going through. Tillman able to keep it. Find Austin Tillman at the foul line. And he'll get called for a traveling violation. That gets us our first break of the second half. Bronx have opened up their biggest lead of the night. They're up 40-31. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
It has gotten away a little bit from Monmouth here in the early stages of the second half. Riders opened up a 40-31 advantage on the Hawks. Monmouth, tough start here offensively. They are 2-for-8 in the half for 25%. On the flip side, Steve, Ryder has started quick and hot, 5-of-9 to open up the half.
First credit their defense for forcing Monmouth into some tough shots. I've been impressed with their defense all game. And I think Monmouth has forced a little bit here in the second half. Nicholas took some tough shots. Even Justin Robinson there, he went deep into the lane, kind of jumped in the air and spun out of it, but then a Tillman, both Tillmans rushed it, and then Austin Tillman got called for a walk. Ryder doing a great job so far.
Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, Barnabas Health, and Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support throughout the season. Bronx basketball here with 15:35 to go in the second half. Okay, Raffer will bring it up court for Ryder. Flip off on the left side. DeRozio, one dribble. Austin Tillman poked it away, and then a backcourt violation will be called as Okay Raffer was the last to touch and then had to go in the backcourt to try and maintain possession. Good hustle defense that time by the freshman Austin Tillman.
Tillman, great job getting that deflection, and Okay Raffer getting the ball back and then stepped over the line. Gets called for the backcourt. We'll see if that can give Mamet some momentum here.
Robinson around a double. Stop and pop from the right side. No good. Scoring drought for Monmouth over 3 minutes. They're 0 for their last six, but a loose ball foul coming here on Ryder. Junior Fortunat called for his second, team's third. Tangled up with Zach Tillman down inside.
I sometimes think that the Monmouth Hawks can't always rely on Justin Robinson to bail them out. Somebody else has to step up here. Robinson right now struggling, 1-of-6.
Only 4 points on the night. Robinson gets it here between the circles. 24 on the shot clock. Stutter move at the elbow. Tried to feed it through traffic. It's deflected out of bounds and will stay with MU.
More great rotations by the Ryder defense. They just seem right now to be a little bit faster, step faster than Monmouth. Jimmy Taylor drops, knocks that ball out of bounds.
Off the inbound, Hawks basketball. Colin Stewart gives to Austin Tillman. Robinson Stutter move off on the left side. Gives back to Colin Stewart. Inside of 10 on the shot clock. Stewart will drive his way to the lane and lay it up and in off on the left side.
Maybe Colin Stewart can be that guy to pick up some of the scoring load for the Hawks.
Okie Raffer running through a couple of white jerseys. And Austin Tillman will get whistled for a reach-in foul. His second, team's fourth, with 14:43 to go in this second half. Ryder up 40-33.
We'll also see what defense Monmouth wants to go to. I'm thinking back to a few games here. The game in Lawrenceville. There was a game against Marist here at home. Fairfield as well, where the Monmouth zone, the Monmouth 2-3 zone, really helped them get back in the game.
DeRozio flipping off for Okie Raffer. Couple of bounces left. Continues his move. Flips off on the right side. Valentine dumps down to Fortunat. Spin move against Tillman, who will have to give the foul. Zach Tillman will. And Junior Fortunat will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Brady comes right off the bench there. Brady had a ton of problems with Fortunat in the first half. So I'm starting to think there that two things. One, if Fortunat keeps getting down low, you either got to send a double team at him right away and make him give it up. Or maybe you go into that 2-3 zone, bring Max DeLeo back in. He's great at the top of the 2-3 zone. And a big reason why it's so effective, because he can contest shooters. And with his length, he gets a lot of deflections and steals.
Chris Brady will check back in, replace Zach Tillman, who will lead with the two personal fouls. One of two for Fortunat from the free throw line. Brady with the rebound. Austin Tillman trying to push things up court for Monmouth. Tillman goes off of a double. Gives to Deion Jones, left side. Jones dribble drive through the lane, and he is hit. This foul will be on Anthony DeRozio, former transfer player from Lehigh, finishing up his eligibility. Second one on him, fourth team foul. Khalil Thomas back in for Ryder. Off the inbound, Colin Stewart. Left side, Austin Tillman. A little bit more left in the corner for Deion Jones. Brady posting his man up. Jones lost it out of bounds. And off on the baseline, it will be Ryder basketball.
How about King Rice is going to walk on Bayshawn Mickens right now, replacing Deion Jones. Mickens is a guy who can really score. And King has talked about giving him a chance when the team needs a little bit of a spark. Well, here it is.
Finished with over 1,200 points in his career at Summit High School. Averaged over 23 points per game his senior year. Okie Raffer picks up the dribble. Gives to Valentine. Couple of subs waiting for Ryder at the table as well. 13:40 to play in the second half. Bronx up 41-33. Okie Raffer, stop and pop. Well off the mark. Rebounded by Valentine, who was then up under it a little bit by Colin Stewart, who will get whistled for the foul. That'll be the sixth team foul on Monmouth, second on Colin Stewart. Subs back into the game, Xavier Lundy and Zedrick Sadler will check in for the Bronx. Okie Raffer in the backcourt for DeRozio. Sadler sizes things up. Gives to DeRozio, who's played by Robinson. Thomas with a screen to free Okie Raffer for a three. Brady tipped it, but it went right back to Thomas. Monmouth having some problems down inside. -8 in the rebounding department. DeRozio will drive to the basket. He's bumped on his way. It'll be a two-shot foul. It's also the seventh team foul on Monmouth. So Ryder will shoot free throws, Steve, for the remaining part of this game with over 13 minutes to play in the second half.
A lot of fouls being called in this second half. Monmouth missing opportunities. Okie Raffer gets a pretty good look. Couldn't knock it down. Ball comes to the weak side. Chris Brady couldn't come up with the rebound. And now DeRozio going to the line on what I thought was a tough call on Justin Robinson. But DeRozio drawing the foul and hits that first one.
DeRozio 60% from the stripe on the season. Makes two of two. We've got our first double-digit lead of the night. Ryder up 43-33. Colin Stewart, right side. Mickens will get his first touch. Austin Tillman flips for Colin Stewart. He'll drive baseline on the right side. And will get a foul against Ryder. Xavier Lundy will get whistled for this one. His second, team's fifth. Monmouth pretty perimeter orientated right now with Mickens, Robinson, Stewart, and Austin Tillman. Justin Robinson can't get the ball in bounds. And the Hawks will use a timeout. It'll be taken as a full. We'll step out real quick as well. Monmouth has dug themselves a 10-point hole with 12:59 to go in the second half. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Hawk basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAN.com.
And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch. Proud to support the Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. For subscription information to the Asbury Park Press, call 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz here as we are locked for this Thursday night matchup between Ryder and Monmouth. Right now, Steve, second half has obviously favored Ryder on a 12-2 run over the last five-plus minutes. They've opened up a 10-point advantage.
I'd like to keep crediting the Ryder defense because they have been very, very impressive. Monmouth seems to just not have any offensive flow. We've seen King Rice go to walk on Bayshon Mickens, who's a guy who can really fill it up. We'll see if he provides a spark for Monmouth right now. And it's not like Ryder's tearing up the nets either. They're only shooting 38%. But they're just doing a great job on the defensive end.
They're also one for their last six from the floor, Ryder is. Mickens gets it right side. Gives to Colin Stewart, right corner. Off a double, Chris Brady has it. Will go to the basket. Left-handed hook shot is up and in to get it back to a single-digit deficit, 43-35.
Now Ryder goes zone, and now Monmouth's going to go zone. And I love that move from King Rice, and we'll see if Max DeLeo will check back in if they're going to stay in the zone. I love Max at the top.
2-3 look for the Hawks with the size and the players on. Austin Tillman has to play one of the bottom spots right now. Kufani's gotten off the bench. Sadler with it. Oki Raffer feeds off for D'Orazio, stopping at the right block. Oki Raffer penetrates. Floater in the lane is good. Step in from the foul line.
Oki Raffer goes down the middle, gets a shot attempt. Brady's got to go up and put his hand up and contest that shot. He didn't. Oki Raffer floated it right above him.
Stewart in transition have his shot blocked, and then Ryder turns it over as well, going back the other way. Monmouth will get some new legs into the game as we step out for a brief timeout. 11:53 to go in the second half. Ryder 45, Monmouth 35. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAN.com.
Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, Harrison Strevin's back in the studios tonight pushing the buttons for us on 1160, 1310, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, all part of the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Hope you're enjoying this one. A lot of basketball left to be played. 11:53 to go in the second half. Ryder, however, does lead 45-35. Steve, looking ahead here just a little bit. Let's go timeout to timeout. So to the next media timeout, the under eight, what's Monmouth have to do in this next batch of about 4 minutes?
Well, they got to start getting something offensively. We'll see if Ryder stays in that zone. Last possession, Monmouth did a great job of working the ball around, reversing it from one side of the floor to the other. They hit the short corner. Chris Brady then dove from the high post to the block, and he got a nice attempt there and a layup at the rim. But then, conversely, on the other end, Monmouth went to their own 2-3 zone. Oki Raffer goes down the middle of the lane. Chris Brady was there, but he's got to put a hand up and contest to make that shot a little bit tougher.
So we'll see as this one continues to unfold as Monmouth is trailing by 10. That's the biggest lead that Ryder has had all night long. Bronx able to dominate a little bit on the glass as well tonight, 32-22. And that's a theme from the last time these teams played. The overall rebounding totals in the first time, even in a Monmouth win, Ryder 44, Monmouth 26. Got to really make sure that you keep the Bronx one and done as many times as you can.
Yeah, extra opportunities is something that Monmouth can't afford. And they've actually done a great job, Monmouth has, of not really turning the ball over. They have 7 turnovers, but points off turnovers is 5-3 right now in favor of Ryder. And that's something that Ryder does very well, is turn defense into offense. Monmouth doing a pretty good job with that. But now they just have to start executing and knocking down some shots.
Hawks basketball off of the timeout. Austin Tillman will walk it up court. Zach Tillman, Deion Jones, and Brees Kafani all came in at that last whistle. Austin Tillman with it. One bounce, picks it up on the right side. Feeds in for Zach Tillman to the foul line. Back to Austin, down to the right block for Kafani. Austin Tillman open from 3. Will drive through the lane, knife his way to the right side layup. Tough shot. Well, not really close to connecting. Oki Raffer, who's played by Kafani. Monmouth has gone back to a man-to-man. Sadler, who's played by Robinson. Just over 11 minutes to go and running in the second half. D'Orazio, stutter move down the left side of the lane. Ball deflected away by Austin Tillman. He's able to keep possession and then get tripped up by Lundy at the half-court emblem. It'll be the 6th team foul on Ryder and the 3rd on Xavier Lundy.
Good defensive possession right there for the Monmouth Hawks. And Tillman getting that ball and getting the foul there. Monmouth has their starting 5 back in the lineup. See if they can get something rolling here.
Kafani with it, top of the key. Gives off to Max DeLeo. Just came back in for Monmouth to replace Austin Tillman. Robinson with it. Hawks go back to their original starting 5. Robinson will spin down through the lane. Deion Jones, left side layup, is up and in to make it 45-37, Ryder.
And Robinson created that shot by spinning in the lane, drawing the defense. Jones, great cut along the baseline, gets the layup.
Sadler feeds for Lundy. Up over the top of Kafani, gets a friendly roll and drop it in. Lundy's with 17 right now, game high. Robinson quickly back the other way. Sadler defended well, partially blocked. Fortunat pulls down the defensive loose ball. Oki Raffer, goes away from the screen. Checked by DeLeo. That's his second, team's 8th. And Oki Raffer will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Matt, this might sound like a crazy idea here, but with Fortinot in the game, I wonder if you ever think about doing the all pack of Fortinot, 39% foul shooter. The Monmouth in the bonus now. Do you send him to the line and just hope to get some misses? And just thinking of something outside the box here.
Oki Raffer makes the first. Thomas will come back in for Fortinot.
Well, maybe not then.
He'll be back. Test your theory later. Second one also good. Make it Ryder 49, Monmouth 37. Up a dozen right now. Robinson, good spin move away from Sadler. Go right side off the glass and lay it in. Get it back to 10. Robinson again connecting for Monmouth. In what has been a tough night, he's got just 6. 2 of 8 from the floor. Sadler for Oki Raffer. Played by Jones. Off the screen from Thomas. Jones able to stick with him. Sadler. Checked by Robinson. Around the screen. Hand off on the right side for Taylor. Stop of the left elbow. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Zach Tillman with the rebound. Here comes Robinson now in transition. Jones will get it. And a blocking foul is called down inside. Deion Jones will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
A great defensive possession by the Monmouth Hawks, guarding all those ball screens. The guys on the ball fighting over the top. The big guys doing a great job of hedging. Jimmy Taylor just really doesn't have it tonight. Not a great shot by him. A tough shot with a guy in his face. And then a great job by Justin Robinson racing the ball down the floor and Jones attacking the rim.
Jones's first free throw is good. He struggled tonight as well. It's the first time he's been to the free throw line. Has 5 points. One of the top free throw shooters in the league. Number three overall is Deion Jones. Hits over 82% on the season. Second one rattling but falling in. Back to an 8-point deficit. Ryder 49, Monmouth 41. 9:20 to go in the second half. Okie Rapper looking to penetrate on Jones. Monmouth trying to ratchet up the defense here a little bit. Robinson checking Sadler. Couple of bounces off on the right side. Sadler holds the pivot foot. Okie Rapper open from three. Will bypass it. Look to step in on Jones. 15-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Robinson. Hawks trying to get out on the break. Ryder back defensively. Robinson will penetrate and get it off on the right side. What a great up and under move by Justin Robinson. Bronx will take a timeout to talk it over. 8:55 to go, and a 12-point lead has been sliced in half with a 6-0 Monmouth run.
Oh, great job again defensively by the Monmouth Hawks. Okie Raffer has an open look. Deion Jones closes him out. Raffer drives to the middle. Jones again, great job of recovering. Zach Tillman stepped up a little bit too. And then on the run out, Justin Robinson goes to the basket on the right side of the rim, hangs in the air, and then actually lays it in with his left hand under Sadler's arm. A great play. Kevin Baggett was all over Sadler too as he came off, I would assume, for not stopping the ball, letting Robinson go to his right hand.
Well, you hope there's enough time in what has been a tough first half for Robinson. But remember, a couple games back, he had a tough first half and then exploded for 20 in the second half. Maybe he's got enough time to heat up here and pull a rabbit out of the hat for Monmouth.
Well, again, Justin Robinson seems to do everything for the Monmouth Hawks when they need a spark. He's gotten it going over the last few minutes.
Hawks will come out with full court pressure here as Okie Raffer will bring it up court. Game we're talking about referenced for Robinson when he exploded in the second was Maris a couple games back. Deion Jones will commit the foul. His second, team's ninth. Did you just bang the table?
I did.
I love the passion.
Matt, that play had foul written all over it. And Deion Jones was riding Okie Raffer up the floor. And you know when you just have a bad feeling about something. And again, fouls are so big now because Monmouth is in the penalty to send an Okie Raffer to the line for the 1-1 with that foul. Not a good foul there from Deion Jones.
Makes the first. We'll get the bonus second. The next foul for Monmouth will be their 10th, and Ryder will shoot two the remaining part of the game. Hawks are also in the 1-1 situation. 2 of 2 for Okie Raffer to give Ryder a 51-43 advantage. Robinson bringing it up court. That broke a 6-0 run for the Hawks. Robinson top of the key. Now we'll push off on the left side. Zach Tillman sets a screen. Robinson penetrates. Leaves off for Kafani but couldn't finish with an alley-oop dunk. It was there for the taking. Okie Raffer breaks the timeline with the dribble. Goes around the screen. Jones slow to rotate back. D'Orazio with it. Gets back to Okie Raffer. 20 on the shot clock. And a whistle coming away from the basketball on Zach Tillman, who was grabbing Fortunat. Well, we'll test your theory right here, won't we?
Indirectly, we will. I know Zach Tillman wasn't trying to foul him on purpose, but, you know, if Fortunat goes 0 for 2 here, Monmouth grabs a rebound, that ends up being a tremendous foul.
First free throw coming. There are two of them for the 6'9 senior from Montreal. He will back iron the first one. He is 2 of 6 from the free throw line going in. 2 of 7 now with an 8th attempt to follow here. Does connect on the second to make it 52-43. Just over 8 minutes to go. Robinson, great spin in the lane. Kick out for Jones on the left side. Jones cut off of the baseline. Inside look for Kafani, who's hit by Fortunat. And it will send Kafani to the free throw line for two shots.
Looks like Monmouth has gone to a little bit more of an open offense, letting Justin Robinson create. He's been ultra-aggressive trying to get into the lane. And Jones on the rip-through drew the defense, and then the drop-off to Kofani. He's got some big foul shots of his own.
63% on the season. First trip of the night for Kofani, and he's able to convert the first. Third foul on Fortunat, 18th foul on Ryder.
I'm thinking that it might be a pretty high percentage to keep fouling Fortunat, put him at the line, and then also force Kevin Baggett to make a decision if to keep him in or not.
Kofani missed the second, but a lane violation on Ryder on Sean Valentine will give Brees another try. Those are one of many things that drive coaches crazy. A missed free throw, but a second attempt off a lane violation, and he can't get it to go. Missed chance. 8 minutes to go in the second half. It's Ryder 52, Monmouth 44. Okie Rapper, good stutter move and a crossover. Frees himself wide open from 18 and hits. Way too much space.
He's been tremendous in this game. He's now got 16 points again. He's been on an absolute tear. A guy that could be an all-MAC guy as well.
DeLeo open for three, and he'll get Monmouth back to a single-digit deficit, 54-47. Hawks will also use a 30-second timeout, maybe to set up some pressure. Okie Rapper with 18. He's exploded. Lundy's been so good for Ryder as well, but he's on the bench with the four personal fouls. Monmouth really hasn't had an answer for either one. They are a combined 16 of 20 from the floor tonight.
Well, Xavier Lundy has been absolutely the X factor in this game. Okie Rapper is a guy who's averaged 16 points and 6 assists in his last 5 games. But we talked about Lundy being a guy who only averages about 5 per game, but does a lot of dirty work for them and is a very versatile player. And he's exploded for 17 points tonight. That's a big shot there by Max DeLeo, cutting this to 7. You know, Max, in the Marist game here a couple weeks back, he hit a big 3 that I thought went a little bit unnoticed. And maybe that 3 here in this game could get Monmouth going.
Monmouth needs a little bit of help for Justin Robinson on the offensive side. Okie Rapper clearing out against DeLeo. D'Orazio has it right now. 7:25 to go in the second half. D'Orazio changes direction. Goes right. Missed the runner badly off on the right side. Hawks off and pushing. Robinson, left side, will drive into the lane. Throw it up and get fouled. Will go to the line for 2 shots. There is where he is at his very best in transition. He is tough to deal with for anybody.
Man, that time a little hesitation dribble. Because he likes to pull up from 3, he hesitates, gets to the lane, draws the foul. Nice defensive possession. I think the King Rice timeout was to change the matchup and put Max DeLeo on Teddy Okie Rapper.
7:14 to go in the second half. Ryder 54, Monmouth 47. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Hawks basketball right after this on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
7:14 to go here in the second half. It's Ryder 54 and Monmouth 47. Matt Horman, Steve Bazaz, joined by Harrison Strebin back in the studios tonight of the Shore Sports Network. Good opportunity to invite you to check out the information spot online for the Monmouth University Athletic Department, the online home of the blue and white, MonmouthHawks.com. And our game tonight, as always, presented by our good friends at World Subaru, Cope, McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical. We thank them for their tremendous support during the course of the season. Justin Robinson will go to the free throw line here for a pair. Zarek Sadler has come back in for Ryder. Hawks have DeLeo, Jones, Robinson, Kofani, and Zach Tillman on the floor. First free throw by Robinson is up and short. Don't see that very often. Hits around 80% on the season. Robinson tonight, a quiet 8 points. Second one, in and out, no good. I can't remember him missing 2 in a row all season long.
Yeah, that's very rare. And big moment in the game there, trying to cut this lead to five.
Okie Raffer will penetrate down the right side of the lane. Jimmy Taylor gets a touch in the right corner. Okie Raffer gets it back down to Fortunat, right block. Kick for Taylor, left wing. Inside Fortunat again against Zach Tillman. Valentine with it, will reset. Still 10 on the shot clock for Ryder. Sadler drives, left elbow jumper is good, up over the top of Robinson. 56-47 Bronx lead, 6:35 to go, half number two.
Big time shot there by Sadler, getting the ball screen. Robinson working his way over the top with a nice stop and pop on a dime.
Cafani, left block, he's pinned off, in trouble, will find Jones slashing through, and he is hacked on his way up, will go to the free throw line for two shots. Sadler whistled for the foul. 10th team foul on Ryder. So everybody will shoot two, the remaining part of this one. You see, one thing just caught my eye looking at my information sheet that we didn't really talk about, how good Ryder has been on the road this year as a team. 10-4 overall. They've got more than half of their wins away from Lawrenceville.
And that's impressive, and I think defense certainly travels, and they've have been very impressive on the defensive end this season. And you know, also, when you have a seven-footer like they've had for really the whole season until Matt Lopez has just went out, it really makes a difference. Offensively, obviously getting easy baskets, but also defensively as a guy who just takes up space in there.
Jones able to make the free throws. Missed shot here by Ryder. Hawks out and running. Robinson gives to DeLeo. Three ball from the right side. Off the mark, no good. It would have been a big one for Monmouth. Would have been able to cut it back down to four. 56-49. We're at the six-minute mark here in the second half. Okie Raffer checked by DeLeo. Good crossover move. Okie Raffer will throw up the floater on the right side. Cafani will get whistled for the loose ball foul against Fortunat, who will go to the free throw line for two shots.
So hard to guard all these ball screens all game long, especially a guy like Okie Raffer, who's pretty clever with the ball. But as he's going into the lane, he puts up that floater. What I'd like is Zach Tillman went up and contested the shot. I think it threw the shot off. And now Cofani gets called for the foul holding Fortunat. But if he didn't, he would have had a wide open layup, and this could be Monmouth's benefit.
First one by Fortunat is missed. Second one coming. Doesn't matter at this point. Everyone's shooting free throws for the remainder of the game and shooting two. Second one also is off the mark. Rebounded by Deion Jones. Robinson will bring it up court. Give to Jones. Stop and look. Give to Justin Robinson. Robinson will pull back out and reset with 15 on the shot clock. 5.5 to go in regulation. Robinson around a screen. Goes right. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Jones will drive, hang in the lane, draw the foul again. So Monmouth going to the free throw line here a bunch their last couple of possessions. And as long as it cuts the lead, we're just okay with that.
Number 3, Jimmy Taylor, is second personal.
Jimmy Taylor gets called for the foul there. I actually thought that was pretty good defense. And Taylor was straight up. Jones forced it a little bit, but Jones now going to the line, trying to chip away at this lead.
Jones, who is 4 of 4, make it 5 of 5 from the line.
Number 10, Anthony DeRosio, and number 0, Khalil Thomas, checking for Ryder.
Over 1,000 points in his college career. If you add the numbers up from the one season he played, 1,000. Sat out the 12-13 season. Big impact last year for Monmouth. Started 31 games. Makes 2 of 2 to cut it to a two-possession game, 56-51.
And Monmouth showing some pressure here, trying to force a turnover, get the ball out of Okie Raffer's hand.
There's DeLeo to do just that, and he is fouled. Will go to the free throw line for two. Fouled about 30 feet away, wreaking defensive havoc. Kevin Baggett will want to talk things over. 30-second timeout has been called. So when Monmouth has gone with that little pressure every once in a while, especially the last few minutes, it has caused Ryder with some problems.
Monmouth used to be a team that would press for the majority of the game. Not anymore, as they shifted their defensive philosophy to being a very strong half-court defensive team. But every now and then they throw Cofani on the point of the press and try to use his length to trap. And then also Max DeLeo, who's great with that, gets the deflection there and the steal. Now he's headed to the foul line to cut into this lead. Mamet's starting to maybe get some momentum here. Got to make your foul shots, too, when you're struggling, when you're trying to come from behind.
As we talked about this one, you know, Ryder have a 12-point advantage at the midway point of the half. We had said still a lot of basketball left to be played, and there was, and Mamet has done what they needed to, which is chip away a little bit. But they have given some points away at the free throw line as Max DeLeo will miss the first. Andrew Nicholas will come back in. Haven't seen Red in a while on the floor. Let's see if he can get some offense going for Mammoth. DeLeo will miss the second, so he missed a pair. Robinson missed two earlier on.
That's 0 for 4 now off of timeouts. DeLeo and Robinson here in the second half. This could be a one-point game if those go down.
Okay, Raffer checked here by DeLeo. Bounce off on the right side. Sadler has it. Right in front of his own bench. DeRozio picks up the dribble. Gives to Okay Raffer. Crowd starting to come alive with a defense chant. Nicholas on the switch has Okay Raffer. Somebody open off the double. DeRozio stepped on the baseline just as he was about to drain a three with the shot clock winding down.
That three-pointer goes in for DeRozio on a great skip pass. Okay Raffer trapped. Throws it all the way to the left corner. DeRozio steps on the sideline, and no shot. Huge play.
Mama threw the chance here to get it to a one-possession game. Robinson getting instructions from the bench. King Rice directing traffic for Mama. Stands up from his normal spot. DeLeo open in the right corner. Robinson will find him. 10 seconds now on the shot clock. Jones sizes it up, goes one-on-one against Sadler, gives to Robinson, step in three from the left wing, too strong, no good, and Okay Raffer grabs the rebound for Ryder.
Poor possession for the Mammoth Hawks. Xavier Lundy in is the five right now, matched up against Zach Tillman. I think they got to give Tillman a look down there against him.
Lundy's long three, off the mark. Jones with the rebound. Mammoth has had chances here to tighten this one up. Robinson down the left side of the lane. Stops baseline. Jones finds DeLeo. Bypass the three. Will step in. The floater too strong. No good. And another missed chance for Mammoth.
Guys trying to make plays that they're not accustomed to making. Not a great shot there by Max DeLeo, the runner along the baseline. I think Mammoth is missing opportunities to get Tillman a look down low.
3:25 to go in the second half. Ryder clinging to a five-point lead. 56-51. Okay, Raffer, top of the key, step back, bomb. No good. Lundy able to get the offensive rebound. Knife right past Zach Tillman. DeRozio, ball fake, open three. That's off the mark, no good. Nicholas able to pull down the rebound for Mammoth. Another chance for the Hawks to make it a one-possession game. Robinson falls down. Valentine in transition will get it and the foul. What a turnaround. Robinson fell to the floor. King Rice arguing for a foul. He's not going to get it. And then back the other way, a foul on Nicholas and a three-point play opportunity coming for Mammoth. Take another look at it. Not really a foul. I know it's something you can argue, but not at this point of the game. 2:53 to go second half. Ryder 58, Mammoth 51. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
2:53 to go in the second half. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, as we welcome you back with Ryder maintaining a 58-51 lead. Steve, we had a good opportunity to take a look at what got King Rice pretty hot under the collar, but as you and I saw it at this stage of the game, not sure that maybe there was much of an argument right there.
Where Justin Robinson fell with the ball, that was not a foul. I think Robinson just went down. He got bumped a little bit at half court, tried to draw the foul, but there was really nothing to call. Now, I understand King Rice arguing the call because now you're trying to work the officials late in this game. to try to get your team some calls. Maybe you can get some chippies here and there. Get yourself on the foul line. Monmouth down 7 with Valentine going to the line here to make it a 3-point play and an 8-point advantage.
Hawks will come out here with the foul shot to follow. And Ryder with an opportunity to make it an 8-point game. Sean Valentine, who just got the bucket, will step to the free throw line for the third time tonight. He is 1 of 2 so far, and 53% on the season. That one rattling it out. Kafani with the rebound. Monmouth with Robinson, Jones, Nicholas, DeLeo, and Kafani. They've gone to that small lineup. Robinson kicking off in the near side corner for DeLeo. One bounce, picks up the dribble. Robinson is then hit by Sadler. Did a good job of selling it and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
And that time Sadler did hit him across the neck. It looked like a Robinson going to the line. He missed his last 2. He's got to knock these down, and I assume Monmouth will pick up their pressure.
Robinson, 8 points on the night. Usually averages 13. Connects on the free throw. He's got 9, a point away from joining Deion Jones as 2 Monmouth players in double figures, along with Tillman. He'll make it 3. And does. 58-53. 2:35 and rolling. Full court pressure. DeLeo will pick up Oki Raffer in the backcourt. Oki Raffer against DeLeo. Working the perimeter with the dribble. Hands off to Sadler. Back to Oki Raffer. 2:15 to go. Shot clock is down to 12 for Ryder. Oki Raffer pulling out. Inside of 10. Sadler on the right side. Step in from 3 is no good. Robinson grabs the rebound. In transition, it's Nicholas. Back to Robinson. Monmouth with 2 minutes remaining. Trailing by 5. Kafani sets the screen. Robinson will take the 3. Hit! Robinson from downtown. And Monmouth has made it a 2-point game. 58-56.
Oh, what a big shot by Justin Robinson. After a great defensive possession, DeLeo is all over Oki Raffer. Kevin Baggett wants a call on Max DeLeo.
First 3 of the night for Robinson. Oki Raffer penetrates. DeRozio's 3 to answer back is no good. Jones had the rebound for a second. Able to get it. Fall to the floor. And we will have a whistle on Xavier Lundy. Now that's one that will help Monmouth, because as I saw that, that's almost 2 guys going for the basketball. Maybe a little bit of contact. Lundy visibly upset for good reason. He will foul out with that last foul.
Kevin Baggett has been fired up all game. A lot of it has been directed at his own players. But he wanted a foul on Max DeLeo the possession before. And I do think he has a case, because DeLeo was really, really giving it to Oki Raffer. Not really with the hands, but more with the body. As we're watching the replay here, Jones battling for the ball. And that's really not a foul either on Xavier Lundy. 2 guys going for the basketball. Jones falls down hard. Lundy really just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Gets called for the foul. Monmouth trying to take advantage now.
The only thing Lundy did there was maybe lean back just a little bit. He caused the fall by Jones, which I guess is why they whistle the foul. Jones with an opportunity here with 2 to tie it up and make it a brand new ball game. First free throw on the way is no good.
Pulled the string. You could tell right when he shot the ball, he was short.
Monmouth 14 of 23 from the free throw line tonight. Very uncharacteristic 60%. Second one by Jones is short. He's missed 2. DeLeo's missed 2. Robinson has missed 2. Still a 2-point game. Oki Raffer, who's continuing to be played by DeLeo. Shot clock down to 18. Kafani has Oki Raffer on the switch. Monmouth rotating back defensively. D'Orazio picks up his dribble, top of the key. Valentine gets a touch, right side. Loose ball. D'Orazio able to grab it. Okie Raffer with five on the shot clock, and then DeLeo commits the foul. At just about the worst time. You play 30 seconds, 31 seconds, a great defense. And then you almost bail Ryder out. The crowd here doesn't like it, but it was a block.
Yeah, there was contact there, and Max is so aggressive defensively. 5 seconds on the shot clock. You can't commit that foul. And what happens is that there was almost a steal. Okie Raffer makes the first. There was almost a steal, and it's almost like the play turns into scramble mode because the play was almost stolen by the Monmouth Hawks. But that's why you also work officials. Kevin Baggett working officials in the second half.
Okie Raffer makes the first, connects on the second. It's back to a two-possession game, 60-56. Robinson will bring it all the way up over the half-court line before grabbing it to start the clock. Stutter move top of the key, and then it's fouled. It's been nothing but free throws here as of late. Sean Valentine will get whistled for his third. How many chances has Monmouth had to make this a better game than it's been if they make half of the 10-minute free throws that they've had?
And we talked about how their improved free throw shooting is a big reason why they're at the top of the league. You know, it was 58-51. Robinson makes the first here. Now Monmouth down three. It was 58-51, and Sadler got called for a foul, you know, 25 feet away from the basket that sent Robinson to the line. He made both, and then he banged the three. So, again, these fouls are very, very, very big.
Another missed free throw. Ball saved, going out of bounds. Robinson 1 of 2. Hawks were just 14 of 23 in the loss to Iona for about 60%. One possession game. Sadler working his way through traffic. Okie Raffer gets it now. There's about a 19-second differential between the game and the shot clock. Okie Raffer checked this time around by Robinson. High screen set by Thomas. Gaffani stalls the play for a second. Valentine gets it, then bumped by Deion Jones. It'll be the third on Jones. King Rice walking up and down the floor a couple times before he takes a seat on the bench. I know it's frustrating to hear the whistles, but there is contact on all these.
That was a foul. That was a foul on Deion Jones. He closed out, but he didn't control his closeout and basically ran right into Sean Valentine, who is way short on his first.
He missed the first. Kevin Baggett will take a timeout. Valentine about 53% on the season. Full timeout, but let's keep it here with 27 seconds to go. Ryder 60, Monmouth 57. We've got a couple of scenarios here. Valentine makes it. It goes back to a two-possession game. I think that opens the door up for a quick two. If you miss it, you could maybe hold to tie it or still take the quick two and then force Ryder to go back and make some free throws the other end.
I know Monmouth won against Iona. Monmouth was down one. King elected to run the clock down and take a shot. Basically at the buzzer. I know that's who you're playing and where you are factors into that. If it's me, I'm losing. I'm going right after it. I'm trying to take the best shot available as fast as I can. And when you have Justin Robinson, that's a good time to let him go and try to make a play at the rim or create for somebody else. But regardless, if Monmouth's down three or four, I think you go and you get the quick two if it's there and then set up your press and try to get a turnover.
27 seconds to go as the teams will break from the timeout. Second free throw coming up for Sean Valentine is paramount because you go one possession, two possession game. Monmouth taking all their time, chased out of the sideline. Both of these teams with one more game remaining in the regular season before the MAC tournament starts next Thursday. A week from tonight. And don't write off the fact that they might see each other in that tournament as well.
We need a box out right here.
Valentine's free throw is good. So a four-point spread right now, 61-57. 26 seconds as Robinson will take a touch. Break the timeline with the dribble. Okie Raffer plays Robinson. Nicholas around the perimeter. Jones has it. Will penetrate into the lane. Hop step. Almost got it to go. He is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots. So many chances here for Monmouth to seize control of this game. They've just been unable to get over the hump.
Kevin Paggett all over the official still. Wanted a Deion Jones travel on his play. I think Deion does more work with his shoulders and the ball, and it might look like a walk. Now going to the line here. Bangs down the first. Mamet down three.
61-58. Mammoth will obviously look for the steal here if they can. Jones will check out in place of Austin Tillman. Hawks will look for the steal with 17.5 down by two. 61-59.
Great sub to stop the play by King Rice. Set up your press.
Right away, the ball is inbounded to Khalil Thomas, who is promptly fouled. Not a bad man to foul. Hits 53% from the line of the season. And realistically, you only need him to miss one.
I would call that a great foul, Matt. Khalil Thomas, 50% foul shooter. I don't know why they even have him catching the ball, to be quite honest with you, but good foul right away by Justin Robinson.
First one by Thomas into the Mama student section is off the mark. Second one, huge as well. Mammoth will think about the blockout situation. Nicholas and Gaffani, the two guys pinned down deep. Thomas is second. Long rebound comes to Tillman. Mammoth can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. King Rice won't take a timeout. Robinson splits a double. Hanging shot down in the lane and throws it away. Wanting Austin Tillman on a cut. Robinson, maybe that time just going a little bit too fast, will throw it away in a costly turnover with 6.8 seconds to go.
Well, it was a really great look by Justin Robinson as Tillman was wide open cutting to the basket. J-Rob doing what he normally does is splitting that ball screen, gets into the lane. Sean Valentine, using his length, being straight up, bothered Robinson enough to where he wasn't sure what to do when he got into the air. Referees look like are going to the monitor to see if this was tipped. This could be a huge call in this game.
Tough time for a turnover for Mammoth. And the one thing this game has not had a lot of is turnovers. 11 for Ryder, just 9 for Mammoth. It'll be Ryder basketball. Now they just showed it again. I think you've got an argument there for Mammoth basketball. Khalil Alford has checked in. Better free throw shooter to come on at 78%. He replaces Thomas. So a steal would be great, if not a quick foul for Mammoth. D'Orazio will put the ball in play. Mammoth won't guard the inbound. Okafor catches it, and he's grabbed quickly by Kafani, who will foul out. With 3 points, three rebounds, a couple of blocks, and one assist. And Oki Raffer with a chance to perhaps ice it for Ryder with two from the strike.
Well, they actually called the foul on Justin Robinson, so that keeps Kofani in the game and in line to grab a rebound here.
That's Robinson's fourth. First free throw by Oki Raffer, no good. Another chance here for Mammoth. Both teams have really struggled from the free throw line. Ryder 18 of 33, Mammoth 17 of 28.
Now that's something Ryder's done all year. Mammoth has not. They've made theirs. Mammoth, more life.
Second one is good. Three-point game. Hawks need a triple to tie. Robinson will hustle it up court. Go around Kafani, and a timeout has been called by King Rice with exactly 3 seconds to go. And an opportunity to set something up. Got to get your best shooters on the floor right now. You would think Nicholas will stay in. Deion Jones will come in. Kafani will leave. Colin Stewart will re-enter the game. Robinson and DeLeo. So everybody on there can shoot a three. That's the one good thing. I guess the one thing you're maybe missing a little bit is that one big guy to maybe set a good solid screen to pop somebody open.
Yeah, it's a good point, Matt. But I would assume that Ryder would just switch every screen regardless in this situation. Now, I love that timeout by King Rice for a couple different reasons. One, it looked like Ryder was about to foul. with their three-point lead, it would have sent Robinson to the line. It would have forced Monmouth to probably have to make the first and then miss the second on purpose. But also, they get the ball over half court and then call a timeout right there. So they have a chance now to throw the ball into a scoring area to catch and shoot. But again, Ryder could foul here, especially with Monmouth bringing in all their three-point shooters. We'll see what they elect to do. I would probably foul if I was them. If you're Monmouth and you're a guy who catches it near the three-point line, you might want to turn and look to shoot immediately.
Let me ask you this. Do you foul before the ball's even put in play?
You know, it's not a bad idea because
if you catch it and you're Monmouth, it's probably going to be behind the three-point line. And then if you foul there real quick and the guy gets the shot off, Monmouth will get three free throws.
It's not a bad idea because 3 seconds is really not enough time for Monmouth on the other end after a foul and foul shots. So you're not really costing yourself time by not letting the ball come in. It's actually not a bad idea, Matt. I think it's probably something that they're going over in the huddle right now.
I want you to remember that when you get that head coaching job, that every once in a while I'll throw in that good little nugget.
I will try to cite you if that's to happen.
Well, no, I want to be on the staff. I want to see.
You got it. That's fine.
3 seconds to go. Ryder 62, Monmouth 59. Andrew Nicholas will be the guy to inbound. The other four on the floor, Jones, DeLeo, Stewart, and Robinson. Let's see what Ryder does. Robinson will try and come collect. He does, and he's fouled by Oki Raffer. So Robinson caught it but couldn't get it off in time for a three-shot foul. It did only take half a second. Make one, miss one. That's kind of where you're at, aren't you, if you're Monmouth?
Yeah, I think that's where you're at now. And I'm somebody who doesn't like that unless it is the absolute last seconds of the game. I would make both if it was probably 5-6 seconds or more. But Monmouth's probably going to have to miss on purpose. Robinson misses the first foul shot. More missed foul shots for the Monmouth Hawks. So now you're going to need a tip out and a three-pointer.
Well, now you definitely have to miss and just hope for a miracle. Monmouth will look back at this game if the score holds with missed chances on what has been a great season from the free throw line. 17 of 29. 14 of 23 in this second half. Robinson, couple of bounces. Kafani has come back in. Robinson will make the free throw here.
And he tried to miss. It just goes to show you the type of night that Monmouth is having from the foul line.
Valentine is fouled real quick by Nicholas with 2 seconds left. It'll be a two-shot foul for Sean Valentine, who's been certainly anything but automatic from the line. He's 2 of 5. You hope that he only makes one, and then you get a last-second heave.
And you really want him to miss the first and make the second. So if he's going to make one, you would rather have him make the second.
First one is no good. Now, the idea being if you miss the second, you can just maybe get in the way and kill the clock. Ryder won't even play anybody up on the line on the outside part of the key.
Some people would actually miss this on purpose as well.
I would think so, too. Valentine's second is good. Three-point advantage for Ryder. Monmouth up ahead. DeLeo turns, fires it, and no good. Close enough, but not enough for Monmouth. The story. Ryder wins this one 63-60. Hard-fought back-and-forth game for both teams. With the win, the Bronx have secured the 2 seed in the upcoming MAC tournament. Iona 1, we now know Ryder 2. Monmouth will either be 3 or 4, depending on how Manhattan will play out their last couple of games, which will start tomorrow night at Iona. We'll step out here, take a quick timeout, and when we come back, Steve and I will take you through the postgame show. Hopefully be joined by King Rice for a brief second. Ryder 63, Monmouth 60. We're out for 2 minutes. Back right after this with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We're back here on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon and Steve Bazaz, Harrison Strebbins back in the studios. Tough loss tonight for Monmouth to stomach. 63-60. They fall to their in-state rival, Ryder, who clinches the number two seed in the upcoming MAC tournament. Before we take a peek at a look at our final game stats, let's go through the Coke Zero Out-of-Town scoreboard. Pretty quick, it's all top 25 games, as this was the only game in league play. Number 7, Arizona leads Colorado 47-32. Number 21, SMU on top of Memphis 30-28. Yet to tip, number 13, Utah, home for Arizona State. And San Diego will play at number 3, Gonzaga. That game set to start around 11 o'clock tonight. Our final game stats presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. Before we do that, we'll talk things over with the head coach, King Rice, as Ryder able to even the season series with Mama 63-60. Coach, obviously an emotional one here tonight, and a tight back-and-forth game, always what you expect when these teams would play.
Really not emotional. My kids didn't show. We decided today was the day that we didn't feel like competing, so we came out and we got exactly what we deserved.
Coach, how about free throw shooting? Just seemed that's been one of your strengths this season, one of the most improved teams in free throw shooting. So that was big. And even when Justin Robinson tried to miss at the end, he ended up making it, just to show you the type of night it was from the free throw line.
It wasn't any kind of night. It was a night where Monmouth players, seniors, decided they're smarter than the coach. They got things to do that we don't want to do. They're trying to be heroes. When you be heroes, you mess the team up. Here's what you get.
Coach, obviously the one other number, and it was similar to the first time when you guys had played, rebounding a decided advantage for Ryder tonight, 45-32. You know, when you add it up, it just turns out to just be, as you said, kind of one of those nights.
No, it's not one of those nights. Sometimes it's one of those nights. Tonight, our kids chose not to do it, okay? We've been having great practices, great crowd. The kids did it today because they didn't want to compete. That's what happened.
Try to bounce back on Sunday to wrap up the regular season, and then obviously look ahead to the conference tournament next week.
That's what we'll do.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks, thank you.
Thanks for coming quickly out and giving us a couple of minutes. Obviously, Steve, you know, we've talked to him for years, and you can sense and hear the disappointment in the way that his team played tonight.
Yeah, and he also mentioned the seniors specifically, which to me is Kofani, Nicholas, and
DeLeo.
You know, I thought in the first half, you know, Nicholas forced a little bit, in the first half he banged down a couple threes. In the beginning of the second half, he forced some shots up. Maybe King Rice wasn't happy with that. You know, I think it's more than that, to be quite honest with you. I understand his frustration, and I don't necessarily disagree that they didn't come with the necessary energy early on in the game. I thought they did battle late and still had a chance to win, which says a lot about his team. But I also think that free throw shooting is a simple part of the game, but it's an enormous part of the game. And Monmouth wins the game if they make half the free throws that they missed. And, you know, again, very frustrating. I can understand King Rice's frustration as well.
And as we take a look at those final numbers for Mama, three players in double figures. Justin Robinson with 15, Deion Jones with 12, Zach Tillman with 10. 6 points tonight for Max DeLeo, 6 points for Andrew Nicholas, 3 points for Brees Kofani, 3 for Austin Tillman, 3 for Colin Stewart, 2 points tonight for Chris Brady. Hawks as a team go 18 of 51 from the floor for 35%, 6 of 16 from the outside, and 18 of 30 from the free throw line. 32 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 24 defensive, 11 assists, 9 turnovers, 6 blocks, and 7 steals. For Ryder, they were paced by Teddy Oki Raffer, 21 points, 9 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. That was a huge number down the stretch. Xavier Lundy with 17, 7 for Junior Fortunat, 5 for Anthony D'Arazio, 5 points for Sean Valentine, 4 for Zedrick Sadler, 3 for Jimmy Taylor, 1 point for Khalil Thomas as a team, 20 of 53 for 38%, 3 of 17 from the outside, 20 of 36 from the free throw line, 45 total rebounds, 15 offensive, 30 defensive, 3 assists, 11 turnovers, 6 blocks, and 4 steals. Points in the paint, all even. Points off turnovers, plus 3 for Ryder, plus 4 second chance, plus 2 for Monmouth fast break, plus 2 for Ryder, 16. The score tied six times, lead changed seven. But Ryder, for the most part, Steve, did lead for a good chunk of this basketball game, almost 75%. They led for over 30 minutes of game action.
And this was similar to the game in Lawrenceville where Ryder controlled a lot of that game as well, and then Monmouth went on a late run to basically steal that one. Monmouth almost stole this one as well. They had their opportunities. A lot of it comes down to missed free throws, and even when Monmouth was down four, I'm thinking the score was 56-51. Even though they cut it even closer to that, they had some possessions there where they forced some shots and tried to do some things that they don't normally do as players. And I think you have to credit Ryder, too. You know, Ryder's defense was phenomenal in this game. They shot, Ryder as a team shot 3 of 17 from 3 and 20 of 36 from the foul line. Those aren't good numbers at all, but they held Monmouth at 35% foul shooting, and I thought they came in here and really just brought the defensive intensity. Very, very impressive by them, and Teddy Okereke-Raffer has been on a tear. He continues that. Really, really good ball players, solidified them at the point guard position. Big reason why they're the two seed and why I think Kevin Baggett is the coach of the year.
Our coach's interview tonight presented by McLoone's Restaurant. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great spots. We'll take one more 60-second timeout. When we come back, Steve and I will put a cap on this, give you updated league standings, what this game means in terms of where Monmouth will finish, and one look ahead to Sunday's season finale as Siena will come to town before they will play host to the conference tournament next Thursday. That will begin. Monmouth will play somebody next Saturday. We step out here for 60 seconds, back with more Hawks basketball to wrap things up on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here, final segment with updated league standings. And here we go. Iona 16-2. They have already clinched the number one seed in the upcoming conference tournament. A Ryder with the win goes to 14-5. They have locked in the two spot. Manhattan at 12-6, they would be the 3 seed. Monmouth at 12-7 right now at the 4. Canisius the 5. That is all certain in terms of the top 5. The order, 3 and 4 still yet to be determined. Quinnipiac would be the 6. St. Peter 7. Siena 8. Niagara 9. Fairfield 10. And Marist 11. Now, is the door still open for Monmouth to get the 3 seed, Steve? The answer, of course, is yes. Manhattan would have to lose both games. They play Iona and Quinnipiac. No gimmies for either spot right there. Monmouth would need a win against the Saints on Sunday, and then they would flip spots as to where they are right now.
Well, Monmouth, if they finished as the 3 seed, which, again, it seems like a long shot right now, but you know, Manhattan plays two very tough teams in Iona and Quinnipiac, so it's possible. But with that said, if Monmouth does finish as the 3, they would possibly play the winner of Quinnipiac Marist, and we know the kind of success that Quinnipiac has had over Monmouth in recent years. Well, if Monmouth finishes as the 4, they play Canisius in the first round, and then that would potentially match them up against Iona in the semifinals. But Canisius was a team that also played Monmouth very, very tough this season. Monmouth, I think, stole one up at Canisius and then really just grinded out a very low-scoring, poor-shooting game here in West Long Branch, beat Canisius 44-40. Now, those games could have went either way, too. And in reality, Matt, you're going to have to beat a really good team eventually. Every team in the MAC is good and capable of beating anyone. It really projects to be a great MAC tournament.
Now, certainly what I would tell fans of Monmouth and of the league, make sure you pay attention to what's going on tomorrow night. That Iona-Manhattan game is critical for Monmouth if they want to try to get the 3 seed. Hawks know they can go no lower than 4, which is where they sit right now. Let's take a quick peek and give a little preview as our next upcoming game, the final day of the regular season, Sunday with a 4:30 tip-off here at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Monmouth will take on Siena for the second time this year. Blew by the Saints last time they played, 83-64. They'll obviously need another win one way or the other, whether that's to try and get the 3 seed, Steve, or I think just erase what this game was here tonight and try to get a little bit of forward momentum pushing into the tournament.
Absolutely. You want to be playing good basketball and have some confidence going in. You have your one last home game as well. Well, for the seniors, you want to go out and have a good performance in their last home game. So
Still a lot on the line. Monmouth can finish third, no worse than fourth. And again, you want to be playing good basketball going into tournament time. But should be fun. Can't wait to get up to Albany, Matt.
Steve, appreciate it. As always, always fun to work with you on the radio side. Seemingly get to do it at least once a year. We had to wait all the way till the end part of the season. Enjoy Sunday. I know you and Eddie will have the ESPN3 broadcast, which everyone will be able to watch, part of a male-female doubleheader that'll be taking place here at the Multipurpose Activity Center. Best of luck on Sunday, and I'll see you up in Albany next week.
Ditto to you, Matt, and can't wait to get up there, and I think we'll be working three-man crew in the MAC tournament, so looking forward to it.
Should be a lot of fun. Tough one here for Monmouth tonight as they fall by three. Our thanks to Harrison Strebbins back in the studios tonight, doing a great job as always pushing the button. Quick programming reminder for you. Here on the Shore Sports Network tomorrow night, we'll have the boys and girls doubleheader final from this four of the Shore Conference tournament. The girls will get it up and going first. Number one, St. Rose against number two, Manasquan. That'll be followed by CBA and Rumson Fairhaven in a 1 versus 11 matchup. That one set to tip right around 8:30. For Steve Bazzaz, I'm Matt Harmon. Thanks so much for listening to us here tonight on a Thursday night. Final home game of the regular season coming up on Sunday afternoon. You'll be able to listen to that one on the radio as well. Bob Lampin will have the call for you on that one. We say goodnight from West Long Branch. Final score one more time. Ryder 63, Monmouth Fixie. You've been listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBN AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. And by RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. For a complete schedule and more, visit monmouthhawks.com.